Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just leaving your message. I'm doing good.
Sorry I missed you.
No worries. Say, I think we could extend that service area out a little bit.
Okay.
No
worries.
I was looking at it on the webpage, and it's not quite out to Little Falls, which is only about 25, 30 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, I don't know where it's set at now, but if we could expand it out to where we're touching, like, the St. Cloud area, that'd be about an hour from me. Honestly, it's actually only about 45 minutes from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be out past Brainerd and out past probably close to, closer to Detroit Lakes, which is another big city.
Okay.
I think,
so let's
I think
if
we could
extend
that out a little more.
Expand service.
Because driving an hour for that service area is not bad.
To include, let's see, how's my spelling today? Include St. Cloud?
Yep. So actually that's 60 miles.
Okay. And where else? Was St. Cloud the only one?
Yeah, for, you know, the big area. I mean,
okay.
If we even just did a 70 mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
Of the area, I think that would be, cause then we'd get St. Cloud in that radius.
70. Okay. Let me do that.
Yeah. I think 70. And then we'd be, you know, then we'd be sitting pretty good. Cause I think 100 miles would actually be like the cities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I think we're in the right service area there. You know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with driving an hour. You know, if you're making $1,500 on a job, it's pretty easy to drive an hour.
Oh,
and even
yeah.
If you're making $500-$600, you know, it's pretty easy to drive an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I think that's a good service area. I know I was talking to another friend of mine that's a spray foamer. He does most of my spray foaming.
Mm-hmm.
If I need it. And he was like, he goes, we travel, we go on a daily basis, we go within an hour of our home area. And he goes, like, we've got so much business in that. And he's in the same area as me. He's maybe like 10 minutes south of me. So
mm-hmm.
He's kind of same area, same radius. And he's like, if you stay in that radius, you'll have so much business by a year or two of business that you won't need to advertise much more than that, you know?
Right. Okay.
So,
yeah. Well, we went ahead and included it. The revisions should be coming through. I just sent it over to that team. So as soon
Perfect.
As it's been added and they contact me, I'll just shoot you a text and say it's been added, okay? You got to give it a
Perfect.
Couple of days to kind of, like, take hold, you know, so it's not
yeah, no, that's
overnight.
Fine.
But,
yep.
Yeah. And then you just had
no,
a bad
it's,
snowstorm.
It's
you're still
deal,
waiting
I
on
just...
your paint code?
Yeah. We haven't gotten the mail yet. So
okay.
We had – it's still snowing. It started snowing Tuesday night, Tuesday evening.
Oh, Jesus, it's still
and it's
going.
Still snowing uh-huh. today, so we've got
– Oh, my gosh.
We've got about a foot and 6 inches, something like that.
Holy cow. So it's not snowing crazy
so,
hard. It's just snowing a lot.
You know,
it's just multiple
just,
days.
It's heavy, wet.
Mm.
It started with rain and ice, and then it turned into snow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's heavy, wet, sticky snow.
Mm.
You know, so it's tough on equipment and whatnot. My tree company boss has been out. He has
mm-hmm.
literally been in the pickup since
mm.
Wednesday morning.
Oh man, I don't envy him
a
little bit.
Oh man, I mean he's gotten out to go to bed and whatnot and stop
eat.
In the house and
but
eat and all
it,
that.
Huh?
But other than that, he's been in all day. For the last 3 days, he's been in the pickup.
Oh, that doesn't sound
so
fun
been,
at all. That sounds
yeah.
a little miserable.
He's having fun with it because he just bought that truck.
Oh, well, there's that.
So he's kind of just out playing with a new toy, but, you know, he's starting to, like, this is a lot of snow.
It is a lot of snow, yeah. And you guys, so do you guys have the guys who choose to do, like, snow plow and stuff like that, or do you do anything like that?
For us, for my company, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be under his tree stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, I could, I guess. I could go out and get a plow truck and whatnot, but
Yeah. Well, if you just wanted extra business, we can advertise that for you. We can, like, cut those keywords on and off. That's kind of, like, why I'm asking. So if it's something that you want to kind of, like...
Thinking about keywords, I noticed that we've got that duct system on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say anything about duct system insulation, and we don't install duct systems.
Okay, let me take that off here.
I would just hate to have a customer call me and I need my duct system fixed, and then I'm like, well.
You're like, sorry.
I don't do that, you know.
Right.
I mean, we would insulate around them, but not.
Remove duct system. What is it duct system?
It just says duct system is all it says.
Or you want it changed to duct system insulation?
Yeah, we could do that.
Please change.
If that's a keyword we can use.
So it's not installation, it's insulating the duct system itself, correct?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would be more duct system installation would be more like plumbing and heating.
Yeah. Okay.
Which if I were to get a phone call for that, I could just shoot it over to my friend that does heating and plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, then you're, because I've done that. That's actually what I did with that first lead that you guys sent me for that house that needed insulated. He wanted spray foam on the walls, but he wanted blown in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was actually looking for spray foam. He wasn't quite looking for the blown in the ceiling yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me, he did the lead thing, and then I called him, and we talked about it, and I directed him over to my spray foamer, and then I ended up talking to him about his ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, we can
I mean,
push those keywords up.
It's
working out. So people that have contacts like yourself, like obviously you have some contacts and you're able to do
right.
Different
right. That's kind of the nice part about, and that's why I wanted to do this business is because I've got contacts in insulation, but I've also got, you know, I was in construction for the whole construction industry. I was in for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I worked for a couple different contractors. I've done carpentry, concrete, dirt work, plumbing, heating, electrical. I've kind of seen all the industry
from the ground up, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, two of the contractors that I worked for, we were ground up guys.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't specialty guys. They started the one when I started in high school working construction, he would do everything except for digging the hole.
Mm.
So he'd have an excavation company come in, dig the hole, do the dirt work, and then we'd come in and pour the foundations and lay the block and go
right.
all the way up to putting the roof on and handing the keys to the customers.
Aww.
So, and it was quite the job. That was a lot
quite
of fun.
Quite the production, huh? Pretty exciting.
Yeah. I actually could have made a lot of money working for him if I would have stayed on with him, but then I decided to go to the Marines. Kind of change my perspective on life.
We appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you kick yourself because it's like, man, I could have been, you know, I could have been a general contractor by now.
Right.
Know.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But I'd rather do this because this is more specialty. You know, you don't have to deal so much in the whole house aspect. You're not stuck on a job for 6 months, you're stuck on a job for 6 hours.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I get to bounce around and do different jobs and I don't have to worry about the whole umbrella of the house, you know.
Right.
All I have to do is make sure that my part is the best that it can possibly be. You know. I don't have to worry about all the other guys that aren't doing their job, you know.
Right, you're only responsible for self.
Right. I've seen so many construction jobs where I look around and it's just like, nope, not my responsibility.
Not my jam. Sorry, y'all.
Not my problem.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yep, exactly. It's not my guys. It's not my forte. I don't want it.
I understand that. Absolutely. Well, I've got those revisions in for you, Ben, and then everything else is looking good. Hopefully you get that pin code soon so we can get this,
yeah,
go ahead and get this squared away. Cause I know
did we get pictures done?
Let's see. What do you mean? Like uploaded?
Yeah. Did we send you guys pictures?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Let me double check. I don't see anything in your media folder. Let me just check another place very quickly. Nope.
Because we were going to send over that LLC thing.
Yeah, still the same basic 5 photos that we put up for you.
Okay. Just the ones that were on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh. So you can just go ahead and send those over again whenever you get a moment, okay?
Okay. And then we're going to include with those, honestly, it'll be the same 5 pictures that are on Facebook for right now, because those are the jobs that we got pictures of.
Okay.
But the 2 that we're going to add in on top of that for just you guys will be, we were going to send you kind of a template of what we wanted our logo to look like.
Cool.
And then we were going to send over the LLC
paperwork. Beautiful. Love it. Yeah, as soon as you get that stuff, you'll send that over to photos@localsplash.com. So that's going to be the email address that all of that information comes over to. And then from there, we go ahead and shoot it off to the proper departments and ensure that you're getting the right stuff going, okay?
Okay. Do you guys want the 5 that are on Facebook that you already kind of have?
Yeah,
or
I don't think these are Facebook photos. These look like stock photos. I think that we have your Facebook set to task only, so I'm not sure that we have the ability to actually pull those photos off. I think that what we need is we need you to send them over to us. So.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll send them over to you.
All right, beautiful. I look forward to talking with you soon, Ben. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a beautiful weekend, okay?
Yep, you too. Thanks, Amy.
All right, thanks. Bye now.
Yep, bye.